Birthday Temple Trip by Kristen Windmill, Southwick. Over the years, Brazil has become famous for its skilled soccer teams, white beaches, and tropical climate. But the force behind this pulsating, vibrant culture is perhaps its greatest resource, its warm, fun-loving people. Having a good time and being with friends and family are the central components of most activities. And among the most important and anticipated days in any Brazilian young woman's life is her 15th birthday celebration. Families sometimes save money for years to put on an extravagant night of dining, dancing, and gift-giving for this coming-of-age celebration. Priscilla Vital, a member of the Rio Negro Steak in Manaus, Brazil, had to make a difficult choice about how to celebrate her 15th birthday. Priscilla's birthday would come while her mother, Francilene, was in the middle of a 17-day steak caravan trip to the Sao Paulo, Brazil temple. Francilene had saved money for 3 years to go to the temple for the first time, and she had enough money to either take Priscilla with her or throw a traditional 15th birthday party upon her return. Priscilla's decision was further complicated because most of the relatives in her tight-knit family were members of other churches and had been eagerly anticipating her birthday for several years. They did not understand the importance of going to the temple. All of my aunts and uncles wanted me to stay and have the birthday party, especially because I'm the only girl in my family, says Priscilla. When I decided to go to the temple, it was a good opportunity for me to show them just how important this was to me. Priscilla's family joined the church in 1991, but became less active shortly after their baptisms. In early 1998, Priscilla's friend began investigating the church and asked Priscilla to come with her to seminary. I had gone to another church, but I could never understand what they were teaching. In seminary, everything made sense and I could understand the gospel. Eventually, the Spirit testified to me that Joseph Smith was a prophet of God. When I learned he was a prophet, it was so good and so sweet that I cried, Priscilla says. Priscilla's mother enjoyed welcoming the ward's young women into their home. She encouraged Priscilla's attendance at church activities, and she soon began attending regularly herself. Francilene is now serving as her ward's Relief Society president. Witness of increasing faith. Priscilla's conversion to the gospel is one of the many miracles taking place in Manaus. The busy port city of 1.5 million people is the industrial and commercial center of the Amazon Basin. The first Latter-day Saint missionaries arrived in the jungle city 23 years ago. Since then, the church has grown to 5 stakes, 1 mission, and 14,000 members. As a witness of the increasing faith of the Manaus' members, each year between 150 to 200 members in Manaus go on a multi-stake caravan to the temple in Sao Paulo, the most accessible temple in Brazil. Because of the dense forest that surrounds the city, the only way to travel from Manaus to Sao Paulo is by boat or plane. Plane tickets are very expensive. So 8 years ago, the stake presidencies in the city arranged a yearly temple caravan by chartering a boat and buses for those desiring to go to the temple. By sharing the cost, the members have enough money to travel to the temple with their families. The caravan begins by traveling for 4 days by boat to Porto Velho, a Brazilian city near the border of Peru and Bolivia. From there, members board chartered buses to take them an additional 3 days and nights to Sao Paulo, where they stay in church-owned apartments next to the Sao Paulo, Brazil temple. For 4 days, they do temple work, then make the reverse journey homeward. Priscilla prepared for her temple trip by studying general conference talks about the temple with her mother, reading church magazines, and studying the scriptures. She also gathered the names of 4 generations on her father's side of the family so she could perform vicarious baptisms for them. Priscilla's mom compiled the family history information for 4 generations of her side of the family. Once the 185 members departed Manaus by boat, Priscilla and the 5 other young women in the caravan helped tend the primary age children and fix meals. At night, they slept in hammocks and on the boat deck to try to stay cool in the hot jungle temperatures. Being on the caravan was so spiritual because everyone was so excited and anxious to go to the temple, Priscilla comments. Most people had never been to the temple, so almost no one knew exactly what to expect. Everyone sang songs and read scriptures together. We were so united. The bus ride was the most difficult part of the journey, because the buses traveled both day and night for 3 days, and the members were unable to move around much. As a result, many of the members had severe pain and swelling in their legs. Finally there, when they arrived at the temple, Priscilla immediately went to the baptistry to do baptisms for the dead, while her mother went to a different part of the temple to receive her endowment. Priscilla spent every day in Sipalo in the temple, even though it was the first time she had been to the large metropolis. I spent my 15th birthday in the temple. When the baptismal font coordinator discovered it was my birthday, he told me he had a present for me, Priscilla explains. So many people come to the temple that most patrons can do the baptisms for only 5 people. He gave me a large stack of names of people who needed their baptismal work done for them. He couldn't have given me a better present. Priscilla's mother comments about other changes that happened in Priscilla's life. The caravan spiritually influenced her. She was a light for all of the other members. Everyone came back different. On the bus ride home, we felt that our appearances and faces had changed. We were all so happy. Priscilla's example and willingness to share the gospel helped many of her family members and friends join the church. One of them, her aunt, recently returned from serving in the Brazil Recife mission. Now Priscilla is encouraging her father and 2 brothers to prepare to go to the temple so they can be sealed as a family, something she hopes will happen soon. For Priscilla, giving up her 15th birthday celebration was no sacrifice. When it was time to come home, I didn't want to leave, Priscilla remarks. All I want to do is save money so I can go back to the temple as quickly as possible. Note, Kristen Windmill Southwick is a member of the Weston Second Ward, Boston, Massachusetts stake. End of note. End of the article, Birthday Temple Trip, by Kristen Windmill Southwick.